Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone. It's me, Allison Red Hood. And Johnny
Steele, shortly. Will we?
Johnny will be with us.
I thought you said Johnny won't be here shortly. I was like, what? Sorry?
Yeah, no.
Oh,
that's
the
keys.
Yeah.
Ah, yes, here he is, as the man of the hour.
Yeah.
I'm in my little studio over here, pushing the button.
Yes. Always good with that. Always a fun
ready
thing.
Ready at the ready with the button, right?
Yes. And so now, shouldn't we tell them what sponsor is for today?
No, we cannot tell them.
I call bullshit.
You mean about the thing that's going on?
Just get to
which
me.
Thing are you talking about?
Which thing? Our affiliate. Remember?
Oh, yes, Jesus Christ. I thought
like
you...
Best Western?
Yes!
Wow! Someone's asleep?
Yes. Okay.
Someone needs something.
No, I'm fine. I just thought.
You're
that
sure
you
about
were...
that?
Yes, I'm fine. I'm absolutely fine. I thought that it was something other. That has to do with this show, and you know exactly what I'm talking about. I'm not going to mention it on air.
No. Like, affiliate, not some,
not,
something,
not the thing
that we can't discuss on air? Yeah, no.
That's right. We cannot discuss it on air.
If you want to make it any more awkward, Red Hood, I'm sure your girlfriend will love to give you the... I'm sure I could get in touch with her and I could inform her of this.
No, I'm good.
thought you would see
I'm
it that
all
way.
Good for you.
Oh, shut the fuck up. You don't even know what you're talking about. Anyway, yes, on with the sponsors.
Yes!
Yes, we have Best Western. Yes. Lads, ladies, ladettes, whatever you want to be called, people of the universe, yes, go to our website. You'll get 20% off.
Best Western, you'll say it, Best Western. Hey, you might actually grab somebody. Just don't get into a seedy hotel. We ask of you very, very, very closely, I mean, carefully and closely. Please do not do that. We don't want any lawsuits.
Or harassment suits. yeah.
Oh, harassment, exactly. They told us to do this. No, we did not tell you to do this.
At least they're better than
no.
you.
No.
We did not
all.
Tell you to go to bed. Wait a second. We told you to go to Best Western. We did not tell you to get in with a CD hooker.
Right.
Hello.
Yeah.
We didn't tell you to get into the CD hooker. That was your choice independently.
Yes.
So, yeah. Is that all we have for tonight?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah,
that's
it. Pretty
lovely.
There could be more. You could, not unless you want that ride. Not unless you're looking for something to be bigger, or you're lonely, or if it's a lonely little thing.
Are you referring to our discount for Adam and Eve? Because you can also get 20% off that way.
No, there isn't. No. No.
There isn't an
Oh, my.
Damn
it.
I know. I'm promoting sexism in your podcast.
So you can't really enjoy that pleasure, Red Hood.
Damn.
I'm sure others of us enjoy that.
Lots of George. Not in the mood.
One downhill.
I know. It's
stick around.
It's going down from here. Does it? Really? Yeah. Or does it get worse?
Depends what you want.
Oh, and by the way, this just in, Putin on his birthday is depicted as Hercules.
Brilliant!
According to the Wall Street Journal, before we get into our disability news, of which we are famous for, Putin is depicted as Hercules early in a visitors to the 12 labors of Putin at an art exhibition earlier in Moscow on Monday. Russian President Vladimir Putin went to Siberia to celebrate his 62nd birthday on Tuesday, as supporters in Moscow hosted a one-day art exhibition of the 12 labors of Vladimir Putin. The paintings depict Mr. Putin as a mythological hero, Hercules, and recast in a modern-day current affairs, from beating the Western nations disguised as serpents and monsters to taming an ox bearing the symbol of Crimea. And also the Ukraine.
Are you supposed to get onto the disability news? Isn't that the first
yes,
thing on their docket?
Yes.
Last time I checked.
Yes.
Red.
Yes. Last time I checked. Anyway, good luck, Mr. Putin. We do not support you. Now, on with the news.
Yeah.
I had to get that out.
Yeah, I know, Red.
Now on with the news. Go ahead.
You should start.
Okay, I'll go ahead.
You should start.
Vlad,
you get the floor.
Vlad has basically...
I'm not with Vlad. The disability news, the LGBT...
Yes, the LGBT group Vlad is published the entertainment report and are claiming that basically... disabilities are lumped into almost every other sector of the universe, which includes cancer. Now, I don't know about
yeah,
you.
Yeah, no. No, someone should, they think they should just, as I love, I support, I have friends who are gay, lesbian, whatever. No organization. I would be offended if a disability organization did so. If it was a vice versa thing, that's me. It's like, just stay in your lane, and everyone will be happy.
Yet,
yet.
Yes, they don't.
Yet they don't. And the fucked up thing is that they're labeling people with disabilities, okay, in with everybody else.
Yeah, no. We've been, people with disabilities, I myself included, haven't put their fucking hell.
Obviously we have. We all have on this broadcast.
And I, granted, people who, I'm not hating on anyone of that nature, I'm just saying that it's offensive. I don't go around saying, oh, I'm the shit. Oh, yes, we're the shit. Oh, no.
No, but we do stand for something. But
yes.
At the same time, it says, for the fifth year in a row, GLAAD is now also conducted a count of primetime scripted series regulars as they are depicted with that are depicted with people with disabilities.
Mm.
Okay. Now,
Last time I checked, they don't have.
Yes.
People are glad as much as they do a lock. Why are they starting up shit now? Wanting to get hate from the people with disabilities and people who are of that, who have disabilities in their own community? I guess they're wanting to piss off their people who are actually there too.
Well, yes and no. It goes on to say that provided detailed socioeconomic, demographic, and housing data for areas with population of 65,000 or more reports that 12%, that is to say 37.6 million of the non-situated citizens report living with an apparent disability. Okay.
Fine?
No, not fine.
Not fine. It's like you're clumping
not
everyone.
Fine.
Sorry, not fine.
Okay.
Sorry about that.
Apparent disability.
You can't lump off it.
Apparent disability. Apparently, everybody on this planet has a disability, including people who have cancer. Oh, yeah, it's a disability. Okay.
Cancer is a disease. Let's just make that. Cancer is an illness, which is a disease that kills.
But at the same time, okay. Red Band Society, which is one of my favorite new shows, which is set in a pediatric ward of a hospital, which includes a cancer and coma, one with cystic fibrosis, and another facing heart failure, and two living with reduced mobility. Okay. Fox will also introduce a lead character, an ACLS on Empire, while living with a character with a wheelchair, which will continue to be a regular presence on Glee of the last season. All other broadcast networks will have one regular character with a disability. Now, I have a problem with this.
I do as well. I'm upset with it. I feel like they could go up saying their opinions, but we have ours. It's like, dude, yes, no.
I mean, do you ever check how many people who have disabilities
Have you ever last counted a vote?
From your organization.
Well, from any organization.
Right.
Any organization. Not just GLAAD. Although I love what GLAAD does. But come the fuck on.
I agree.
Okay. If I, for one, I'm a disabled playwright. Okay. It means that I have trouble getting ideas on paper. Okay. I have plenty of ideas, including this show. But if I were writing for network TV, it would be possibly a sacrilege to not make every character that I ever create a person with a disability. And a lot of people would thank me for it.
Yeah.
Because I'd be showing them in the best light possible. But standards and practices being how it is, it's like, who gives a fuck? Just my opinion. Who gives a fuck? You know,
which is quite sad.
If you are a person with a disability, we encourage you to go to GLAAD. In fact,
go to their Twitter page. In fact,
we will go and we will say, contact us on our email, which is contact.amcpress@gmail.com.
It's contact.amcpress@gmail.com.
Yes, contact.amcpress@gmail.com, and we will give you free of charge what was passed through our hands. Now, we will also encourage you to contact the entertainment unit at GLAAD.
That's going to happen.
Of which consists of several individuals at the at the end of the report, okay, if you're anything like us, and you have stipulations with what we're seeing, and it's kind of funny, because having one disabled character, okay,
it could be more than just one. It could be a
On parenthood. Yeah. It always teases the person with Asperger's, or always teases the person with ADHD, or always, you know, in The Flash, which is committed to last night. One of the characters uses a wheelchair. So basically, we're seeing more series regulars with reoccurring roles with disabilities. But,
which is
they've
amazing.
Which is great. It's great. But what they don't authentically seek out are people with those disabilities in those roles.
Right, which is horrible.
Horrible.
It's
the
like
fact
you
is
have
that we are Anita Hollander, of which I would love to contact, said we're seeing a trend of many more people in performance with disabilities on reality TV and commercials and advertising that we are seeing in reflected in scripted shows, which is great. But there's no more
performers and characters with disabilities in main roles.
Right. Not
okay.
a starring role, not a...
Not a starring role. Nothing like that. However, do we want to see more of that? Yes.
Oh, yeah. No questions
oh, yes.
asked.
No questions asked. Do we want to actually be, you know, seeing stuff? Yes.
And picture
do we
us
want
in the best light possible?
Yes.
Yeah.
Do you want fair representation? Yes. I mean, thank God, Becky from Glee is representing a whole slew of people.
Right.
Who have Down syndrome or, you know, whatever. I applaud her, and I applaud her efforts, and it's a shame that the show is going away, but she'll get a lot of other work. I mean, there's...
I think, and wasn't there a person with Down syndrome on...
Breaking Bad?
On... No. On...
Yes.
The Family Guy. Family Guy.
No.
I have one on. Yeah. Yes, there was a Down syndrome
that
character.
That they make fun
yeah.
of.
Right.
That they make fun of. But
right.
Still.
But it still shows someone who has, as much as it's making fun of, that person did have, does have Down syndrome.
Right. May well be that he has a upside down shaped head.
No, it was the girl.
No.
Oh yes.
I think what
okay.
Then, but yes, she is right.
I have a very good memory. Don't fault me.
I'm not. But there is, you know, it's becoming a lot more, shall we say, mainstream, which is a good thing. But to lump
it's about
everybody together like that. But to lump everybody together like that.
That's wrong. That's like saying, they mean nothing. When really...
I mean... If you are one of these people, okay, you know, please, we'll post the link on our website. We'll post the PDF on our website. Contact these people. Voice your opinion. Lead the charge. We're going to lead it.
And don't be.
But we want your help.
We can't do it alone.
We can't do it alone. Even though we're listened to all around the world. We'll have a link on the website. And yeah, but we have to move on. Time is pressing.
Yeah.
Papa John's, do you want to take this?
Johnny could take it.
So, we'll see. So, there is a story about Papa John's.
Yes.
Oh, let me think. Yeah, there you go. Apparently, an employee that had, like, a disability, and I think one of the coaches came and, like, oh, the job coach came and, like, no, we fired him. We fired the person who had the disability. It's really wrong, dude.
Well, it's almost like, go ahead.
There's something wrong with you. We're going to fire you, like, now. you don't discriminate. They might be the best worker.
But you don't fire them. Just
you don't
because...
fire because they're disabled.
You don't. That's just... That's like saying, we're going to just say, yes, we're going to make sure your life is ruined, and, oh, yeah, that other person has something wrong with them. So where they have no team, yeah, that's smart. I'm almost like saying, it's like good for Papa John's for getting a lawsuit. Because people with disabilities have rights. And it goes down to it where it's like, you want to go about screwing people out of jobs. It's hard enough for people who are average to get jobs. People with disabilities, it's a lot harder. It's like, oh, yes, we discriminate, but we can't tell you that.
Yeah.
It's the little secret of... It's like a big, big fucking secret. Red Hood?
Yeah, no. I mean, it is... It's a big fucking secret to... You know, Papa John's is great pizza, but, you know, to have a founder on your commercials and then be firing somebody, in back, give me a fucking break. I don't know about you. I don't. I mean, the thing is that most people love pizza. Now, if you work in Papa John's, okay, and you're disabled and you can't work without assistance, is that your fault?
No.
Or are you a trained monkey?
I think Papa John's has to seriously respect people with disabilities, respect the ADA laws, as much as the manager, if it was the manager that fired him, guess what? I think the manager should research, which I'm sure he probably doesn't even fucking care, ADA laws, and how much...
Oh, of course he doesn't.
He wants
I don't think
bodies
that...
in there. He wants bodies in there. That's all he wants. That's what has the highest level of turnover rate. Highest turnover rate. I used to work in fast food. The fast food job was shite. Was just plain shit. You want to think it was easy for me? I didn't get trained. You think I enjoyed it? No. I decided to say, I'm focusing on school, and I'm part-time job, fine. Not giving me hours? Not cool.
Not cool,
and no one, and when I said ADA laws, guess what? They gave me the shit jobs, not even want to train me. So this just means, I hope the franchise owner... I hope the franchise owner knows ADA laws. Because if something ever comes up, guess what? There's nothing to blame but herself or himself.
Well, you know, I think that the thing about it is how do you... you know, you're a franchisee owner. Let's just start with that. You probably have seen several thousand people, okay, come through your doors. Is this the one person with disability that you pick on? Let me finish, because I worked in fast food too. I worked at Quiznos, right? And at least Quiznos was fair, but at the same time, a deli job that was absolutely horrid at a supermarket, which is now obsolete, called A&P. Now, I was working the deli counter there. They didn't train me.
You're a company now, anyway.
I said, I had a very nasty boss who picked on me, yet her longtime assistant, who's a blonde fucker, okay, nothing against blonde people, but had no, you know, oh, look what I did today, and he removed his hat, oh, I dyed my hair. I don't give a shit whether you dyed your hair, you're supposed to be actually on my guard. And I was in back, actually, hoisting chickens to rotisseries.
Yeah.
Hoisting chickens to rotisseries for training.
Yeah, no, that's not training.
No.
That's called a mess.
It's a mess. I mean, like, thank God I was fat, but, you know, was I happy? No, but at the same time, I understood. I mean, I've been sacked from loads of jobs, but am I going to, you know, did I know that I could fight back with ADA laws? Yes. Did they rate to my dad? Yes. Did they say no? Yes. Because it's not worth it. But at the same time, if you're this person from Papa John's, well, yeah, definitely it's worth it. Because you're vocational rehabilitation was involved with it. That's where they went wrong. It's one thing to fire a person with disability. It's another thing to fire a person with disability. Sorry, going too fast. Person with a disability when you have vocational rehabilitation on your side too.
Yeah,
but this shows two things. Number one, they care more about the New England Patriots and football than they do with people with disabilities. And I'd love to call out Mr. Papa John himself and say, you, sir, are a fucking idiot for not watching over your stores.
You claim to be watching.
You claim to be one of us.
Show it. Claim to say, okay, it's like people with disabilities don't have it easy.
Yeah.
Some have it easier
easy.
Than others.
Some may have, some not. Do they repost on Twitter? Yes. Do they post on Facebook? Yes. Do they make live videos about it? Yes. Do they do everything that they can to get the word out? Yes. Do some families want them not to know? Yes. But ultimately, is it our choice? Yes.
And my thing is, once you start to bring people to bring it, it's okay. I look at it as saying, okay, you hire this person because she has a disability. Okay. If there was something wrong they couldn't do, you help. You train him. You help him. You don't fucking do what you did.
We are not a number in your quota. We are people.
Exactly.
And we're people. we're people and we have mouths and we can use them quite well.
Some of us not that well.
Right. But those that do have, that can speak, we do. And boy, we are heard.
Yeah.
And we stand up for all those who have disability issues. We have to. It's like we have the voice. We should be able to make a difference. Not some Joe Blow or some Jane or Jim Bob, whatever, who doesn't have a disability. Quite frankly,
right.
I would rather have someone who has a disability saying, wait, things aren't good. Time out here. You're doing something wrong. Versus saying, maybe we could get away with this. How long could we get away with this before we get found out?
Would you have a kid that has a disability or like a kid that just frankly don't give a crap?
Right. If it is something other than that, then great.
I look at it saying, okay, if you couldn't, it's like, don't waste someone's time.
Yes.
Exactly. Don't waste somebody's time. Don't waste our time, and we can be out saving the world from you.
Which is something that we...
You know. And then, on top of that, making it so that we can live in a better place for all. You know.
Something that we all want.
Something that we've all craved for quite some time.
Yeah.
And being able to live a life that is not meant as anything wrong either. Quite frankly,
exactly.
Best thing that could happen. If it came down to someone saying, "We have an ability to get you employment," and it was something that I wanted. Guess what? I would take it.
Yeah.
And if it's something that I know I can do, guess what? I will work hard.
Yeah. Exactly.
Exactly. You know, and what you don't do. Tell a person, fuck you.
So you don't tell person, no, you can't do it. Like, I can definitely do it.
I told enough people, fuck you, enough people who told me no, fuck you, after they said you can't do it. I'm like, that'll prove you wrong. You know, you think you know everything about me. Fuck you.
No.
And I see the people occasionally who say you couldn't do it. Or, judging me, saying you shouldn't do this. I'm like, do you have the right to tell me this? That's what I'm checking.
Exactly.
It's a no.
Exactly. What in the world are you doing? You know, is it? What does this mean for the retail industry? Let's just take that.
For any industry, for that matter.
Any industry.
For this matter, any group or organization that says we're going to discriminate against you, guess what that is? That's breaking so many laws out there. And that's...
Yeah, but that's unfortunately, people don't get that. You know, they don't get it. They did get it, and they do something about it.
Okay.
But
and
we would have to
shame
see,
on them.
We?
Yeah, and for those that in that say that they don't to say that they don't discriminate, shame on you. Shame, shame, shame on you.
Shame, shame, shame. You know. It's incredible. Yeah.
And now it's what would you do if you heard from like a child that someone was passing on candy but wasn't candy?
Didn't we have the story?
No. Well, we didn't. This is new. This is new, bud.
Oh,
this
yes.
New.
Yes, yes, yes. This is a girl who didn't know that it was illegal
she
to bring heroin to daycare.
She's only four. She's only four. It's shame on the mother. Which, if a child would look at it and say, "Oh, this is candy," when
holy
in really,
shit.
What?
Packets of heroin to daycare and thinking that they were candy. First off, mom, why did you give it to her in the first place? And second off.
I would wonder if she took it by mistake.
Well,
that's
they said the incident, the investigation into the incident is ongoing, police say. So
they don't. She could have. The little kid could have thought it was candy. She passed out thinking that was candy.
And this person's 30 years old?
And the child's four? Mother is a few screws loose. Or she definitely needs help, preferably making sure her child is safe and getting rehabilitation, or Because I don't know what's going to happen, but the kid, I can't fault the child. These kids think, oh, these are kids. It could be easily mistaken as candy.
Exactly.
Which is terrible. It's like, whatever parent, what kind of parent would do that?
I don't know.
It's very sad.
Yeah.
And I know we have two other stories, so we could...
We do.
It's kind of...
Let's see. As quick as we can.
Yes.
As quick as we can. Let's see. Facebook's new idea for an anti-Facebook. Well, it's about fucking time.
Isn't that called Google Plus?
Or
Twitter, or Pinterest, or Reddit.
We can keep going. We can keep drumming.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay. No.
Johnny, would you like to make it?
Johnny,
would you like to?
Are you
jump
trigger
in?
Happy to this? I think it's an answer. It's running from.
How about
let
Johnny
that
come in? Red Hood. How about Johnny comes in and speaks? Since you guys were on
definitely
a roll last
go
week.
Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Let Johnny have the floor.
I got an anti-
you have the floor. Go ahead.
I got an anti-Facebook for you. Turn the computer or phone off. Anti-Facebook.
Yes!
I'm a genius. Booyah.
Yes. The outdoors, the fresh
yeah
air, the
throw it against the wall. Wait a second, then you pick the phone, so no.
Don't throw the yeah, no.
You said it's a trivet.
No.
Use the app
or
as a vibrator.
No, I don't think that works. I don't think phones.
Oh my.
Privates will help. You could get radiation from that.
Yes, but come on, think of all the uses. You can go fuck Facebook, fuck Twitter, fuck assholes. Come on.
Yes, but there's a little problem with that. Now that you want cancer.
Cancer in what region?
The under region. Down.
Oh my.
The nether region.
You said vibrators.
Yeah.
I'm running with it. Male pleasure toy, like on Adam and Eve.
Oh my!
Yes, I mean.
George Takei likes that.
No, but I'm not. You know, Adam and Eve. Come on.
So would you appreciate if your girlfriend got you a male toy that was supposed to go into another area and not your mouth?
Personally? Personally, those comments are not coming on air.
Oh, well. Guess what? We're live.
What, sorry?
We're still live.
Yeah. Trust me, those comments are not coming on there.
Yeah, very good for you.
Very good.
So much
but
for going.
I'm sure if she ever did that, I'm sure it would be interesting. Yeah.
Now,
since we have only 5 minutes left, and we could save the next story for tomorrow, but we could go into it today. We all remember Stephen Collins, best known for his role on Seventh Heaven. He's been out of the picture of the entertainment industry for about 11 years. There's a legit accusation, but he molested kids. I honestly look at this and say, if he did it, I hope he ends up getting every bit that's coming for him. Because I don't care if you're an actor or whomever, you hurt kids, you hurt anyone for that matter, and bear in mind, there's a tape out there, and people have listened to it. It's been played on the media. Granted, he's innocent until proven guilty, but it's just something that says, no one, I don't care who you are, touches kids. Red Hood, Johnny?
Very, very true. I mean, I have younger cousins who would be appalled.
Well, I have younger cousins, too.
Oh, we all do.
What?
It would be a part. We all do.
Right, I know.
Yeah.
It does not make... It's almost at the point of saying he's... It's almost to the point of saying his career... And he was fired from TED, too. Because of this. So, guess what? I don't see him being entertainment if this is the case. Especially when you're dealing with kids and these claims, these allegations were little kids. And since there's a tape out there and where he's admitting this, not good. This person has probably ruined his career?
Well, ruined his career. Possibly will never get an agent. Will take years to get over. Kind of thing.
He's not going... I don't see him getting out of this.
No.
Johnny, find
well,
him
I don't know either. I mean, any person who commits a crime within the entertainment industry, guess what happens to them, and nobody tells you this, is the first thing you lose is your house, the second thing you lose is your life, the third thing that you gain is a prison uniform.
And it wouldn't be Orange is the New Black. Never mind.
No, it would be Orange is the New Molested. That was false.
Oh, yeah, it was.
And bad. But it would be pretty amazing. I'll take full credit for that. It would be pretty amazing if two things were to happen. One, every actor who has ever committed a crime pays the time, does the stuff. Okay. But other stuff, you know?
Yeah.
Other stuff? You know, murder's one thing. Child molestation is even more frowned upon in the prison system. So, my consensus is that I hope that to God they catch him.
Or those that are going to be, so if this happens, guess what? He's not going to, he won't have a leg to stand on.
Oh, yeah, no, he won't. He won't at all. Yeah. But other than that, it is amazing that he's just come up with it now. You know what I mean?
Yeah. You can't just... This is something serious. You can't just take this lightly.
No, definitely not. Definitely not. But... yeah.
Well, now
it's horrible.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
But now, and now we're going to be watching, see what occurs. Because this is something we
yep.
can't just stop. And say, we're going to not do some disgusting. We are, and at this point, we're going to keep on saying it.
Definitely.
Because we're not going to allow this person, yes, he's innocent until proven guilty, until that, it's out there. And you can find it at itsmygirl.com/antitrust. You could also get 10% off at Best Western, where you can find it at antitrustco.com and all of our other promos. And on that note,
have a great night. We are out. Good night.
Night.